Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name is Zach, and this week, I've got the regular crew, I've got Mark, and I've got Logan. I realized I didn't do that on the last episode, but we're here now.
Yes, Mark, we were there then, too, so it, you know, whether you know it or not, we were. I'm doing all right. Yeah. Logan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm ready to role play today.
Good.
Because this, I'm antsy. I'm antsy, guys. I want to run this story and finish it up so we can talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I want to go.
Excellent.
Get some adventuring.
Yeah. So I think just a small recap of the last episode we had. We introduced our characters, Andreas, played by Mark, and Raza, name too long to remember, played by Logan.
Raza bin Matasyahu M. Shvet Median. It is not that hard. Come on. Please. Please try.
Spelled how it sounds. Yes.
Exactly.
Spelled how it sounds. Exactly. Yeah. But we introduced our characters coming from, their different, ways of life here. Raza has been tagging along with a crew that found him kind of abandoned on an island after a pretty devastating ship battle. Andreas is here because he is hunting down a Vedace informant who he thought he met earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he thought he met, actually, he thought he met Lady V, which was not the case. But, that turned into a bar fight, and here we are at the aftermath. Where there wasn't a whole lot that actually happened. It took a while, but it was a lot of exposition, I think.
Let that be a lesson. Don't call a lady by the wrong name.
That's fair. Exactly.
Starts fights.
True.
I think without further ado, we're just going to pick up where we left off last time, and that is in Ol's Inn. The old Vestin man, who owns the bar here. Andreas, after talking with him, kind of, after you were in that small altercation, he probably thanked you. He was like, oh, yeah, hey, thanks for helping us out.
Of course.
You learn that he hasn't owned this establishment for that long, maybe a little over a month or so. Uh-huh. And the individual that came in earlier tends to do this to a lot of establishments around here, more or less for protection money.
I see.
And I can hear Ol is saying this to Andreas.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he kind of explains the situation.
Just calling out the corruption. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's not afraid to talk about it just because it happens everywhere, and the people who are here kind of know what's going on.
Okay.
It sucks, but, it's kind of just the way it is.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a shame. Yeah.
You head back to your table because, of course, Andreas is on a date or expected to have a date.
Yes.
So, yeah, you sit down, and after a few minutes go by, you hear another small tussle outside, and then it just kind of disperses. And a few moments later, you see another woman walk in through the door. Looks very different than the last individual. Hmm. A little more pirate-y than you've seen a lot of the individuals recently.
Hmm.
You can see her coat is tattered at the back and up the sleeves a little bit. Hmm. Her boots are definitely covered in mud from however many months of mud caking those boots have gotten. You can see she's kind of brushing off her shoulders, and you notice she kind of resheathes her sword as she walks into the bar here. You notice she walks up to the bar, says a few words to Ol at the bar, and he kind of smiles and kind of slides a drink over her way. And she kind of takes a seat at the far end of the bar, at the end on a bar stool there.
I'm going to make a note of what she's drinking.
It just looks like some whatever ale Ol has right now.
Gotcha.
Okay. So when you say piratey, does she look like a buccaneer? Or does she look like an Augustan? Or does she look more Thayan pirate?
You know, it's hard to tell because all the people around here...
It's a mix for sure.
It's definitely a mix of people. Yeah. She looks like she knows her way around a sword.
Nice.
So she's definitely... she seems mercenary-ish.
Okay.
If that answers that question well enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just, you see a couple people come up to her and greet her and, you know, whatever. So she seems fairly popular, but she's kind of just doing her own thing.
Nice.
Andreas, you kind of get the idea of who this is. You have a feeling this is the person who you mistook earlier.
Of course, I thought that last time, but okay. All right.
This dude just be going up and asking all kinds of ladies, hey, you, yeah. You Lady V, huh? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Lady V? Lady V? Yeah? No?
Lady V? Lady, Lady V? Lady V? Lady V? Lady V? Are you Lady V? Hey, I'm looking for Lady V over here.
This is super secret. Can tell somebody direct me to Lady V.
Oh.
Also a change from your last character.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Probably going to observe her for a little while. See, you know, is anybody else making contact with her?
Like I said, there are a couple people who walk up and greet her, and you probably see a couple people giving handshakes.
After a short interval, after she's had time to drink, I am going to go up to the bar and order two drinks of what she's drinking and take them over to the table and set one in front of her and gesture to the other seat. May I?
Oh, please. Another fucking fight.
She kind of turns to you and grins and goes, oh, well, sure, why not? We'll take a drink.
So I'll sit down. I have been looking for someone in town. It would be very nice if that person were you. Do you know of the name Lady V?
She looks at you. She finishes off her first drink. Not the one you bought her, but her first one. She kind of sighs and turns and goes, Vanessa, and holds out her hand.
Vanessa, it is a pleasure. Bow, kiss her hand.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. What is it? You needing assistance?
I am.
People usually send people to me to help.
I understand that you may have some information about some Varache individuals who are in the vicinity, perhaps?
How long have you been here?
Just arrived this afternoon.
And how long have you been in here, in the tavern, in the inn?
Maybe half hour.
Oh. I'm sure you probably met her 10 minutes before I got in here.
Ah. I see. Well. Then, do you know where she may have gone from here?
Oh, that is a very good question. She's all around the district most of the time. But I do know they work out of their own kind of safe house, I guess.
Ah.
Here in the district. She runs a group known as the Red Hand Gang. I'm sure you noticed. They're quite a nuisance.
Mm. Yes. Can't disagree with that.
Now, I have no earthly idea where that inn is located.
Mm.
Which is the only issue.
I see.
But, you know, I'm sure following people could be useful, or I'm sure you have your ways.
Yes. Well, I will certainly have to do something. But I thank you so much for your kind information. And I will take it from here.
Oh, if you do go in, might have a job for you.
Oh, what kind of job?
As you know, the Red Hand Gang is causing problems. Mm. So, if you do find a way to that inn, it might be useful information for yours truly.
Ah.
If not, there's absolutely no trouble. I'm sure somebody can find their way in.
I understand. And where might I find you?
Oh, you'll probably find me here.
I see.
As Ol probably brings up another round for her.
If I find any information, you will be the first to know. Bow again. And what time is it by now?
It's probably been half an hour. So 6:30-ish, 6:45.
Okay, so looks like Patricia's not coming.
Dang, I was so hoping she was going to walk in, like, while you're, like, bowing, kissing her hand. That'd be, like, a perfect moment.
true. I was wondering that myself, but, yeah, I think I will, pay off my tab and, head back to the ship, probably.
Okay. As you exit the inn, you notice that kind of the aftermath of the attack earlier, I guess. You see there's a couple tables turned over, a couple are broken, and you see glasses shattered everywhere. You'd assume that they just, you know, kicked over the tables and walked in.
Breaks down.
But you also see there's some, like, oil on the ground.
I am going to actually duck into a kind of a shadowy corner and watch for a while to see if anybody comes back.
Hmm. Okay. I'll leave you there for the moment.
Okay.
And Raza, mm-hmm. What after, you know, experiencing what you've just experienced in the bar here, what is there anything you'd like to do?
Well, now that, you know, that Newman scum has left the building and there's nobody starting a fight, it's probably going to be a quieter, more enjoyable time. So he'll get another drink and continue to watch for anybody else coming in.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. So you walk up to the bar and talk to Ol another time.
Please. One more, please. But not that peace water beer. You have something finer? Maybe a vintage?
Ol kind of cocks an eyebrow and looks you up and down, and then looks back at the shelf, and he pulls a bottle off of one of the higher shelves up there, and kind of clanks it down on the bar.
This will cost me.
It's twice as much.
Very well. And he slides some coins, and just, you know, takes his drink and heads perfect. Back.
Yeah. As you're ordering, next to you at the bar there is who we met moments ago, Lady V.
Mm.
As she's just kind of, you know, talking back and forth with Ol and maybe a couple other people at the bar.
Sure.
And she turns to you and kind of looks at your belt and sees a couple weapons and sees that you kind of look like you know what you're doing.
Sure. Just kind of nod at her with a bit of a grimace.
And she nods. She turns to you and goes, "What brings you around here?"
The fickle winds of fortune. And yourself.
A bit of fortune myself.
In your case, madame, I assume it is good fortune.
Well, we all hope for a bit of good fortune. from time to time. Not everything can be in our favor.
Quite right.
You look like you know what you're doing.
Ah, thank you so much.
Can I interest you in a job?
Potentially. What is this job?
Well, I'm sure you've noticed that these individuals seem to be giving my buddy Ol a tough time here.
Oh, so sorry. Do not know what you're talking about. People here seem to be drinking and having a good time. And he is completely bullshitting.
Oh, did you show up moments ago? Did you not? Were you not? It doesn't matter.
And he just smirks at her. It's like one of those that he's like trying to lie in a fashion that's like, no, I didn't see anything. No, nothing was seen. We're cool. Don't worry about it.
I didn't see anything. Wink, wink. Yep. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you find yourself close to any potentially shady individuals, I mean, roughing them up might not be terrible. I mean, it could get you some coin.
So any shady individuals? And he kind of looks around the bar. I start the punching, huh?
No. This guy doesn't get it, does he?
He just smirks and laughs. Clearly.
Oh.
So of a certain persuasion, huh? What you were talking to about with Zaman?
And he kind of like, he does like something with his hands that kind of like demonstrates like the nice hairstyle that Andreas has. They kind of like Zaman, you know, kind of like gesturing the hair.
Yeah. you pay attention, don't you?
I heard nothing, but I know what you would speak of. Yes?
Yes. I mean, if you're willing to help, I could include you in conversations.
To work with that pig dog? No. But I can freelance for you.
Just don't kill him if you see him.
You have to pay me extra.
That can be arranged.
We have an accord.
Perfect. She kind of fills you in. I just said it.
Yep. She does like the expurgated version of explaining things, you know, knowing that I kind of listened in, exactly. But wants to make sure I got the details. I get it.
Yep. So, yeah, that kind of, she leaves you at that nice. And explains how much she'll pay you and et cetera, et cetera. So she kind of toasts you a little bit and gets back to what she was doing.
And he thanks her, slams down his expensive drink he just had, and turns to walk out. Because if he knows anything about shady bastards, nighttime is not when they rest.
Absolutely not. And now it's getting a little closer to getting dark, real dark out. So shady activity is definitely not out of the question at this point in time. So, Razo, what would you like to do as you exit the tavern? I'll kind of, you know, briefly say again, you notice the tables pushed over, and if you look on the ground, you'll see some oil.
I think he would, you know, he kind of looks around, notices that, walks back inside, and goes to Ol and tells him about the oil, like warning him, like, hey, that ain't cool. You got, you know, some sand around here or something? You can help soak that up? Because he knows how bad fires can really destroy a town,
right? Exactly.
Let alone a single building. So he does his due diligence, doing, you know, the thing to just warn people, hey, fire hazard, hello. And then after that's straightened out, he would be heading back into the Vodaji district, kind of retracing some of his steps and some of the things he saw to see if he can see some more of these Red Hand guys.
Andreas, are you still outside? It's probably been
five,
10 minutes. At this most.
Okay, yeah. At that point, I'll start heading to the ship.
Okay. You do notice that this Sarmian that you saw earlier walk out of the tavern, and then walk back into the tavern, and then moments later walk back out of the tavern.
Yeah, and then once they come out and start cleaning up the thing, that's kind of when I know they're not going to come back. So at that point, I'll head back to the ship.
Okay, cool. So you head back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you're walking down the streets. At this time, the streets are still full of vendors. It seems like the vendors stay out a little bit later.
They have like a night market time sort of thing?
A little bit of a night market. You see lanterns pretty spread out. So you see small pockets of light here and there. you know, maybe a lantern here for this group of three tents, and a lantern. So it's kind of light is kind of scattered here and there. Nice. As you walk through the streets. Andreas, you're walking through this kind of mercantile area. Mm-hmm. On your way back to the docks, you're just kind of taking a look at the different wares and you know, just as you pass, just window shopping more or less.
Watching too for making sure I'm not being followed.
Uh huh.
You know.
Right.
Absolutely. So not that different than the last character.
Not too. Yeah. Yeah. little vanular.
Yeah. Yeah, regardless, I think
you gotta always look for a tail.
In a new place, you always gotta look for trouble.
Yeah, well, and I know I may have made some enemies, so.
Right, yeah. Exactly. As you're kind of looking through people's stuff, you notice someone that seems familiar to you. Like you've met them on several occasions, but you might not remember their name, just depending on the kind of person you are. But it is an Amazon woman.
Oh.
She's shopping at one of the vendor stalls.
And how are Amazon in 7C? Like, what does that look like?
Mark would know a little bit more about that than I would.
Well, they're warriors. They're Numen warrior women. Probably similar a little bit to the Wonder Woman kind of Amazon.
Kind of vibe. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. You know, the togas, archers, hunters. They are nomads within the Numen Isles. They often, as I remember, they will often take raid cities to breed with men, basically. They're fierce warriors, you know, kind of the traditional matriarchy type of nomad tribal group.
Yeah, so just a band of women who you know, roam together.
Now, I did have, there was an Amazon that actually helped train me in my fighting school. So I did, I do have some connections, and that's probably what I recognize. This isn't the Sophia, right? This isn't the one that.
Correct. No, this is not, no, you know Sophia. This is not Sophia.
But it is somebody I know.
But this is someone you've met before, possibly through Sophia.
Sure.
Because of course Sophia isn't also an Amazon.
I'm going to kind of circle around and try to kind of sneak up behind her and you know, give her what brings you to Five Sails?
She turns around to you and for a moment looks confused, baffled, has absolutely no idea who you are. And then after a moment of looking at you, she goes, "My goodness, is that you, Andreas?"
"It is. Very far from home." Do I remember her name?
I think her name is Terra. She kind of you know, holds out a hand to shake it. As to greet you.
I will return the shake.
She kind of gives a small small head nod. Mm-hmm. Your way. Sorry, you caught me off guard there. I am merely here visiting. We have had a small moment to take care of personal matters as it is, and I took a moment to recuperate, some might say. But how are you? It's been so long.
I am good. I am here, following through the protection of Numa's shores, doing what I can.
Of course, I'll be here for a while. I'm staying just down the street. Of course, if you ever need anything while you're here, you have a friend.
That is a pleasure to know. How long have you been here?
Only a month or so. It hasn't been that long.
Ah.
I was just home recently.
If you don't mind, may I ask, have you heard anything about the Red Hand Gang?
I've heard a little bit. I know they kind of run the area.
Yes.
Why? Have they been causing trouble with you?
Well, we believe that they are organized by a Varache pirate who has offended our homeland, and that is who I am currently hunting down. But I don't mean to trouble you with it, but I just welcome any information I might be able to gather.
Yes. The most I know is that they kind of hang out and torment the people of the Vidace district here. And,
yes.
They're not much more complicated than that.
Yes, Vidace can be a simple people. Well, as I said, it was very much a pleasure to see you again, and I hope to see you again. Please, my ship is right down there. If you need anything, don't hesitate to stop in. It's the Theonis Kleos.
Well, if I'm in the area down there, I will indeed stop by.
Nod and leave her to her shopping.
As you kind of, you know, depart and kind of send your farewells there. She turns and goes, oh, have you spoken with Sophia at all?
Andreas freezes.
Triggered!
And yeah. Just kind of freezes and doesn't really turn around and says, no, we have gone our separate ways. Oh. He will turn back and say, but if you have any contact with her, please send her my best.
I will.
And he kind of very awkwardly kind of nods again and turns to go.
This might be a bad time.
He stops again and doesn't turn around.
I'm loving this. It's hilarious.
Yes.
She had a child.
Turn around and walk back up to her. A child?
Yes, a child.
When?
Not terribly long ago. A few months.
He starts frantically doing some math in his head.
The math adds up.
Yeah. Are you suggesting what I think you're suggesting?
I'm merely giving you information that might be pertinent to you.
Nods, kind of slowly.
I wish you the best.
Thank you. You as well, Terra. Good night to you.
And to you.
Kind of backs up a few steps before turning. And
she kind of gives a small nod, bow, and then continues whatever she was doing.
Andreas continues his way back to the ship.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to do? It's a pretty big dump of information there for you, but
basically, kind of process that as I returned to the ship. My original goal was to get to the ship and take some crew members to start canvassing the city for the Red Hand Gang. So
as Andreas is walking back to his ship, this might be a cool moment for, like, you know, we see his brooding face. He's dealing with his emotions. What does his ship look like? Even though he's not looking at it, what do we see the Theonis Kleos look like?
Excellent question. That's a great question.
a brig, a Newman brig.
A brigante.
Pretty standard thing. It's got a shallow draft, so it's good for operating close to shore, even into rivers. So it's fairly nimble that
fairly
way.
Fairly nimble ship, yeah. That's nice.
It definitely flies one of the flags of Numa.
Of Numa, of course, mm-hmm. since you have a letter of mark as well.
Correct.
Even more so.
Correct.
Reason to do that, yeah.
Yep.
Well, cool. So you wanted to grab a couple people and go case out the place for some Red Hand?
Yeah, kind of spread out and orders not to confront them, but just try and find them, maybe come back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Ring the ship's bell or something to signal us to come back.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can.
We'll say a little bit of time passes here in the night, and
of course be joining them, you know, and doing my own searching.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna step back just a second. Instead of time passing, mm-hmm. we're gonna shift over to Raza.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, you have just left Ol's Inn there.
Sure.
What are your thoughts about Lady V's offer?
It seems crazy, but at this point, there's only so much time I'll have left with what money the last captain gave me. So mm-hmm. probably a good idea. Gives me some sort of focus. Maybe I'll meet somebody through her.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe follow some leads, see where this takes you.
Yeah, so his direct actions were to head back towards the Vodace district and kind of that alley where you saw people beaten up, not directly to go investigate, quote, the alley, but just that area, see if he sees others of these brutes.
A lot of the places you go in the Vodace district are gonna be, you know,
similar,
spotted with some thugs.
Okay.
Here and there.
And all seem to be in that same colors as these Red Hands.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, there's probably with the amount of people you've seen, they've got a good dozen members or so.
Wow. All right. Well, not one to probably cut through though. That's good. Great. Fun.
Right. But yeah, you take a look around and you notice there is kind of an area that is patrolled by a few of them, but it's not that big of an area.
So I can tell they have a territory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, your best assumption is they're close by, you know, a kind of an entranceway to their hideout, more or less.
Okay.
If you pay attention as you're walking around, certain areas of the Vodace district here are almost like a maze, just because of the way the buildings create alleyways. You know, maybe you'll walk down one alley here and there's a staircase that literally leads to nowhere because somebody's built a building where that staircase goes. On the backside of another building.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's very, very much so almost like a labyrinth.
Probably hear Raza say something under his breath about like, and Thane say that we are the ones who are uneducated.
But yeah, you see there, you know, a handful of, not a handful, about two or three guards.
Okay.
You know, patrolling this small area.
Sure. Well, he would try and stay away from being noticed by them, unless one of them was, you know, like, if one of them was one that he recognizes, then he's probably going to go away, further away. But if not, then he's just going to try and blend in as best he can and see if they are going towards something, or if he can notice, like, someplace they round back to, or some sort of pattern, maybe, with how they maneuver about.
Okay. Yeah. You notice their main patrol goes around a very small block of buildings.
Sure.
And then they go, you know, they go around this block and then maybe down the street a little bit, and then they come back and go the other way. So.
Okay. Almost like they're pacing. Interesting.
Yeah. Almost. Cool. Almost. And then at one point in this this time that you're watching them, you notice there's almost like a, you know, shift change. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
you see there is this building that a couple of them come out of, and then, you know, change shifts. Then the people that were on patrol go into that building. It's not like it's a tavern or an inn, or it just seems like it's a building front.
Okay.
More a residential than commercial.
Oh, okay, so it's not like a warehouse or anything like that. Okay, so it seems like
correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. How close is this to any sort of docks area?
You're probably on the farther side of the Vodacha district, so you're a little farther away from the docks.
Gotcha. Okay. Then I think he would just kind of, you know, mark that building in his mind as far as where it is and kind of try and case around the block and see if there's any sort of potential back entrances or anything like that. I'm not expecting there will be because, you know, I'm picturing Assassin's Creed 2 and the, you know, various different faces of a building that might, you know, angle out in different ways. But,
right, exactly.
Very much just trying to looking for, you know, other things about it. See if there's, you know, if something were to break out here, what would be an easy way for him to get away, as well as just trying to find a way in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a way into the building?
Yeah.
Into this building?
Okay. Without walking in
the building. I mean, You see there are a couple there's a couple stories to this building, so there are a couple windows.
Okay.
A couple on the main floor, a couple on the upper floor. Mm. You could definitely gain access to it from a nearby roof if you wanted to.
Okay. Well.
But yeah. And other than when they changed the guard, you don't see any activity coming from that building.
Okay.
At all.
No one at
there's
all.
No, there's none.
Okay.
No one coming in, no one going out other than those individuals.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but all I needed to find for Lady B was where their location is, right?
Correct.
Well,
yeah, or how to get to their hideout, more or less, because she has no idea how to get there.
Silly dog pig of Newman did not get here in time. I got it before him. I get paid double.
And I think Roz is going to try and head back to Ole's and tell her what he found, kind of mapping it out on the back of his hand or something like that, you know, just trying to remember what streets or what things are nearby. And
as you're kind of walking around, as you're headed back to Ole's,
sure,
you see, your words, not mine, the pig dog. and his men doing something not dissimilar than what you're doing.
Perfect. And I just smile big, keep walking.
I'll nod politely as I continue on my way.
Yeah, and so you head back to Ole's?
Yep.
Definitely. Is that what you said? Yeah, perfect.
I think that's the plan, yeah, because he thinks he's finished the job, so.
Cool. So you head into Ole's, and you see Lady V has a lot of empty tankards.
Oh, boy. Well, this will be interesting.
You don't know if they're hers. You don't know if they're somebody else's. But
okay.
But yeah, she's in there having a good time. You could tell this is what she does after quote unquote work hours.
Okay.
If somebody like Lady V has work hours.
Sure.
You see there's somebody in the corner who's started to play some music. People are singing along.
Nice. I head over and give a nod. I believe I have already found your place.
Have you now?
Correct. And I start to describe the building and where it's located on the far side of the district and, you know, the rotations of people and stuff. And blends in very well with this, the buildings around it. But I can show you there.
Well, perfect. Did you get a look inside?
No.
Wait, so you don't know if they're in there?
This is where they went. They trade out guard. Some go in, others come out. Simple.
All right, I guess we could take a look.
Is this another job?
I need to first confirm whether this is what you say it is. Or else I'm just trusting your word. I've never met you before, of course.
But you hired me.
You know,
I do a job.
The lady has to run her business.
If the job was bring back scalp of silly Vodace person, that is a different job.
Then here, let me ask you this question. Where's the proof that this place is what you say it is?
Not part of the original contract. Not my problem. You pay?
Take me there and we'll talk about it.
Very well. Company of a lady is just an extra bonus. And he leads her on out.
Perfect.
How fucked up does she seem? Is she like pretty drunk or?
She's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's great. She's talking to you fine. And
okay.
And yeah, she's good to go.
Well, that's fun.
No, she's not drunk.
I mean, you said she had a lot of tankards. Come on, it's a valid question.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But yeah, but you don't know this individual that well.
Nope.
Maybe she's got able drinker.
I 100% believe that she does, but you know, Raza doesn't.
Oh, at this point, let's you know, you are leaving the inn with Lady V.
Okay.
And we're gonna shift over to Andreas and his crew of crew. So I guess it's just his crew.
Yeah.
But yeah, Andreas, was there anything that you wanted to look for specifically?
Pretty much the same. We want to, you know, look for some of those red hand thugs.
Okay.
Follow them. You know, see if we can find a place that they're gathering or accumulating.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of the same thing, really.
I'm gonna paraphrase, of course, because you know, sure. you can probably see something similar.
Yeah.
You know, you find this group of Red Hand that is kind of patrolling this one area on the far side of the Vodace district.
Okay.
Yeah, but you what do you want to do? Do you want to take a look at the building more? Do you want to?
Well, first thing I want to do is get my crew, kind of signal everybody so that, you know, we're kind of as together as possible.
Right.
And circle the place. So, you know, we're getting kind of eyes on it from several directions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got one guy, you know, on the roof next door looking perfect through an upper window. Maybe you've got a couple guys on the ground.
Exactly. Yeah, as many various approaches, you know, views as possible.
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, just observe it for a while. Get the, you know, get a pattern of some of the movement. And you said there's no sign of any activity within the place, right?
Correct.
There's
like nobody inside.
Yeah, there are windows, but nothing, no lights, no movement or anything.
There's maybe a light on downstairs, but it's like a candle that's on a table.
Not
in the main room of the bottom floor. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe somebody just left it on or something.
Right.
It kind of looks like it.
When there's a point that no one is kind of coming or going, I want to try and get close and look to see if there's any sort of basement entrance.
Yeah. There seems to be like almost like a wine cellar entrance on the side of the building toward the back.
Okay.
that's, you know, you notice a lot of places have cellars for, sure, because the taverns need to keep their booze cold, because, okay, so they put it underground.
Is that locked?
It is locked.
Okay. Well, this might be a, sounds like it might be going into a theft, risk.
Yeah, that might have to do it for you. Let's all see, right, what you get.
Little B&E, you know.
Yep, exactly.
A little breaking and entering.
So yeah, I am going to, first of all, I'm going to make eye contact with one of my people, maybe on the roof, or somebody who can see, has a line of sight to where I am and what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then I will try to pick the lock and slip in.
Go for it.
And once again, I'm
probably
falling back on Nathaniel here.
Nah, this is piracy. It's a little different.
Yeah, this is just
a, yeah, that's different. True. That's true. And again, quick glance here. I don't think I have anything that's really going to help me much here. So,
that's fine. Yeah. You get two bonus die because it's the first time you're doing it in this scene.
Perfect.
And you basically knew exactly what you were looking for. So go for it.
Excellent. Okay. One, two,
three.
Yep.
No extras.
Correct.
Perk, how do you want to spend those raises?
Well, one, of course, is I want to unlock the door.
Of course, that's kind of logical.
Slip in.
I will tell you there is an opportunity to spend a raise on.
Okay, good. I'm here for information, so yeah, let's take one for the opportunity.
Perfect. You find in this cellar, this is more of like a storage cellar, really.
Right.
There's a lot of, like, there's a table down here with some papers and quills strewn about. There's shelving with different things. Maybe there's a couple crates of booze in the corner or something.
Okay.
And kind of amongst the things that you're searching through, you find what looks to be not high quality, but not amateur either. But it's a hand drawn map. That you're not too sure what specifically it's for, but it looks like a path through a maze.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna grab that.
Kinda perfect.
Stash it in my belt. I want to just kind of look through for any other entrances and exits from this location.
Okay. You do not see any alternate. This just kind of just looks like a storage place, or maybe somebody comes down here to have meetings.
Okay. Is there an indoor? Is there another stairway indoors, or is the outside entrance the only entrance?
There is a ladder to a hatch.
Okay.
That goes into the building above.
Gotcha.
Course. But other than that, there's okay. The main entrance. You came down the stairs to the cellar doors, and then then that ladder to the hatch. At this point, one of your crew members that's at the top of the stairs at the cellar doors. He's like, "Hey, boss, somebody's coming."
All right, I will head out and scramble out and shut the doors. I think I'm going to try and just leave the lock ajar for right now.
Okay.
So make it, just kind of turn it so it looks, but not really locked, and then kind of duck in the nearby shrubbery or someplace out of sight.
Yeah, into a bush or down a side alleyway, something like that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Maybe do you take that chance to take a look at that map?
Yes.
That you saw?
Absolutely.
Cool. At that point, when you take a look at the map and you see, at the top corner of this, you see there is a almost like a symbol. You're not really sure what it means, but it resembles a crudely drawn hand.
Hmm.
And nothing else. And then there's the map itself.
Okay. Now you say it's like a maze.
Yeah, it kind of just kind of looks like a maze that,
with a path.
A kid's menu maze. Not unlike a kid's menu maze.
Okay. So that it looks like there's a clear begin here. There's a clear path. Here.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And at the top, where at that top corner, where that crudely drawn hand is, one of the paths is coming from there. So you can kind of assume that's either the start or the end.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I wish I had drawn this out. So, but whatever.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you've got that.
Okay.
At this point, as you're kind of hidden away, on the main street, you see two familiar faces, and I think we know who these people are already. We see Raza and Lady V.
Okay.
Together.
Okay. Sticking to the shadows, I will watch them. Okay. See what they do.
You see they kind of approach the building.
This one here.
I'm guessing.
They tell you this one directly. We step over here, we watch. You'll see. Guard change soon.
All right. She kind of gets comfortable because you might have to be sitting here for a minute.
Yeah, so we step a bit away. We're not like right next to the building, obviously.
Andreas, you see those two kind of do similar to you. They kind of peeked off to the side and you see him hiding over there.
Okay, I'm going to kind of do the same thing. I'm going to kind of fall back and see if I can, sneak around and kind of come up behind him.
I think there's a bit of a risk here if I notice you versus you being sneakier then.
Right, no, it might be. We might That's have fair. To do a contested roll, which isn't normal, but since we have the two of you separately, we may need to do it like that.
That is fair. Totally fair.
Starting with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how Andreas does with his.
Now, I should mention I'm only being slightly sneaky. It's not like I'm not like doing the sneaking up with a knife. I'm kind of a casual, fly casual.
Do you want them to notice you?
No, I don't want them to notice
okay,
me.
Okay, so we'll still do something stealth-esque.
Right. Cool. So I'm thinking maybe panache hide. Since it's a little bit more of an attitude.
There are a few skills less really stealth than panache, but that's hilarious.
But in this case, it's
like
social
drifting. You're not literally sneaking. You're just trying to like blend in with the crowd and just not
You're going around and you're going to tap him on the shoulder and going, hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
what you looking at? that type of thing. So let's see how this goes.
Yeah, let's go with that. And of course, you get one extra...
One extra? All right.
Mm-hmm. I would give you a second extra, but you've kind of already done this specifically.
Not panache hide. Actually, I haven't done
Not panache, but like this kind, like you snuck around the back.
Snuck around, yeah, that's true.
It wasn't anything new and exciting, so yeah.
That's fair.
Just the one.
That looks like it's only two.
Two and an extra that I will buy from you.
Cool.
Okay, I'm doing wits notice against, but because I have a certain dislike for Newman, would that give me any bonus?
I don't know about that.
I've been keeping an eye out for my competition.
Okay. Yeah, we'll give you an extra.
Okay.
We'll give you an extra.
Wits notice, one extra. Okay, so that's two. No extra dice.
Ah.
Two no extras.
So,
oh goodness, it's a stalemate.
We both kind of stalemate, and it's just like when you're about to turn around, but when you're just about to tap us on the shoulder, yeah. I also whip around, and I'm starting to draw. Just you.
that's fair. I like that. Yep.
Yeah. How does Andreas react to getting found?
Just kind of hold my hands up and just say, so you found the house?
Yes, well before you did.
Ah. And you're sure that this is the place?
Correct, I saw guard change. What did you see? Why are you here?
We are here to see where this house goes. See, Varache are not straightforward types of individuals. You notice there is nobody in the house. They're using this house to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'll pull out the map and show it to Vanessa.
Is it Vanessa or Veronica?
See?
Vanessa?
The lady, Vanessa. Yeah.
Okay.
The house must be a entryway to some sort of underground route to their actual location.
As I kind of peer over and looking at this, does this maze remind me of the streets I've been walking most of the day?
Not really.
Okay.
Just because this, like, you've been walking in a more public area. Just, you know, the basic streets that everybody walks every day. This, as you're kind of looking at this map, that kind of leads you to think that maybe not all of the streets can be accessed just by public roads.
Okay.
So, you know, to a point, Andreas is right. The house
probably is leading underground,
kind of the beginning of this maze.
Yeah, I could totally see it being the beginning of the maze, but you kept describing the streets as a maze, so I'd be curious, you know, having walked around, if it was that. But
yeah, they're maze like just because of the way the streets
it's
are.
It's not something that pegs something for Raza. So.
So the streets are maze like, but the map is more of a literal maze.
Yeah, it looks more like a catacomb. Correct. Or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Cool. That works.
Which of course I'm thinking, you know, going back to my Legends of the Minotaur type thing, which is immediately why I'm going to that route. But
exactly.
Of course, then I will say the young boy inside Andreas is like, yes, I can live out one of those legends and fight the Minotaur myself.
Yes. That's exactly, yes. Yes.
I love it.
But he does say, my crew is here. If you want, we could storm the house. We could try to take this location. But that might tip our hands.
Lady V kind of looks between you guys and...
It looks like you have already stormed this house. Stealing things already.
And he kind of like smirks at you.
Kind of smirk back and say, stealing from Varache is not stealing.
If it is not tied down and you can't easily take it off, it's not stealing.
He gives you a grin.
Lady V kind of turns to you and goes, well, I mean, the more hands, I think the better off we have at doing this. What do you think?
I am eager to face off against this Red Hand gang.
Lady V turns to Raza.
If you want to face off against Red Hand gang, he points down the street, wait 2 minutes. Start with punch.
So, are we doing this then?
We can. I think that it is better than facing off with gang. We should probably try and find tunnel, as opposed to start fight.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at this kind of scenario you're in, you've got multiple ways of accessing this building,
sure,
other than the front door. Or
so I think Raza is leaning towards that. Let's get sneaky, and we can always fall back to your friends, as opposed to let's charge in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will say. I did find a wine cellar that we can enter through. We could get into the house from there. Sure.
Lead the way. To your rat hole.
I will lead the way to the rat hole.
Perfect.
You know, again, just kind of taking a long way around to stay out of sight, but yeah.
Yeah, you guys may have to let a patrol pass as you hide or something.
Sure.
Before you can, go down into the
into
this cellar down here.
Cool. And like I said, I left the lock unlocked, so should be able to just pop it open. And,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you left that open, so that you created that opportunity for yourself.
Yep.
And yeah, you're down in the cellar if you want to be.
Great.
I think that's a great place to round things off for this episode. And we're going to be moving into one of our favorite segments, RPG Reflection. In RPG Reflection, we talk about the last gaming session we did. In this case, it was the brand new start to the campaign. Yeah, again, I think right now we're just calling it Five Sails. Just because this is a nice introduction to get to know our characters a little bit. But we haven't finished it quite yet. If you're expecting this to be the one for after we're finished, it's not this one.
No.
But first off, I'll open the floor. What do you guys think? I'm rusty, and I'm still trying to get into the swing of things because I haven't run something in forever. But what do you think?
Well, I think first of all, it's fun. This is the first time playing with Logan. He of course game mastered for us, but it's you know, a lot of fun getting him on this side of the player screen, so to speak.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we're really just kind of dipping our toes in right now. Our characters are kind of circling each other without really getting into any interaction yet, which has it's been fun to take that kind of slow simmering approach.
And the more I got into writing for this, the more I was like, there's a very low likelihood that these two people actually interact with each other.
True.
Just because of the way Raza, you know, grown up and then the whole war thing and then, whatever.
For those who don't know, like, all of the deets as far as history within 7th Sea, the Sarmian people have been invaded many a time and often by the Numen. Mm-hmm. And most recently, within the history, it would be 4 years ago, the Numen came, invaded, and held Sarmia for a little while. And when they were finally pushed out, burnt the capital city and the temples there basically to the ground.
Right.
And for Raza specifically, he is very prideful about his family and his past and the people he came from, even though he avoids going back there all the time. And so he was gone when this happened. And so he wasn't there to help protect people. And so he's got this like chip on his shoulder about it, that he somehow failed his people. But of course it's the Newman fault. You know, Newmans were the one who did this. Those punks, basically. So yes, he's got this weird like chip on his shoulder about it.
Yeah,
that is true. And from the Newman side, Numa has also been invaded by the
Crescent Empire, by Vadache,
and by Vadache, mostly by everybody, really. But those are the most recent. Andreas right. specifically was more affected by the Vadache. So he doesn't have the animosity towards the Crescent Empire as much as Raza has against him.
As much as Vadache, right? Exactly.
So there's a little distrust, but it's not the. It's not quite as antagonistic that way. He is focused more on so he's kind of looking to Vadache while Crescent Empire is kind of coming up behind him. But
you're talking about I'm sneaking up on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Waiting in the shadows with a billy club.
It's also worth mentioning that Numa is a very fractured country. There are a lot of different factions. And the faction that Andreas is from, Tyrion, was mostly affected by the Vadache, whereas some of the other more aggressive factions are more reactive, and most likely they were the ones that would probably be the ones that would be overreacting in the Crescent Empire, setting fire, burning cities, and being the really aggressive type.
I think that's part of what is helping with Raza working with Andreas, is that he wouldn't think of this consciously yet, but the Vodache would be the next most likely to have invaded his people. And so he's probably not that stoked about these people either. So he's like, you know what? That guy sucks, but the Vodache also sucks, so screw them. Yeah, and he's kind of more okay with working in that situation.
We'll deal with him next. Let's get the Vodache first. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that fits perfectly.
Yeah, who's the stronger threat right now? Okay, we'll go after them.
Right.
Yeah, I'll keep this punk close so I can watch him closely and wait for my opportunity while I also put a black eye in these other guys.
So there's a lot of politics going on already, which is really, really kind of cool.
There is, because Five Sails kind of has its own thing going on. It's not like the rest of Thea.
Five Sails is away from the rest of Thea as far as being ruled by some sort of political structure. And so therefore all political structures come to play here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because there's so many different people. So different people come together and this Five Sails idea came from John Wick came out with an adventure module or an Explorer's Society module. That's the term about Five Sails. You know, so it's not a whole lot of information, but it kind of helped me, build this from the ground up, because I have this wonderful place that is Five Sails. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful.
It really is.
And I just kind of I grabbed onto that and I was like, let's go. And this is kind of the result of that. So
nice. Yeah, that's been good.
Yeah.
It's nice too. A star I like is that you're taking that time. You're not like, okay, let's push the action. You're like letting us kind of explore it a bit and kind of like roll around in it a bit, you know? That's good.
Very good.
Yeah, because I think, you know, because this is a kind of established location already, not too established, but just a little bit. I want to see it, you know. I want you guys to see it. So that's kind of why I'm giving you all these opportunities to say what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, it's good
to you know, I want to do this, and then I can help build this world around you guys. But what do you guys think so far, as you know, as far as story wise And how am I doing? Do I suck?
No. I never think that.
I think
you're going to talk bad things.
That's right. It's fitting perfectly. I mean, the motivation is there for each step of the way. You know, I think, you know, one thing's leading to the next, and that's what a story is supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I throwing you you all several curveballs, of course. Mm-hmm. Mark and the Amazon woman finding out that
was
he has a child.
Yeah, so it's
that.
So we all kind of know that was going to be part of his story as far as going into things. There'd be some, you know, relationship stuff, but just to drop it on him like that, like, I am a big fan of, like, toss a grenade, see what people do. It's fun to see that reaction happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite ways to, like, kind of evaluate a session or an episode or, you know, just any sort of storyline is, like, stars and wishes. You know, put a star on something you really liked, and then, you know, wishes are things you look forward to seeing or hope to see in the near future. And that moment was definitely one of my stars, because that was so great. Like, it started out almost like a comedy routine of, like, he's trying to leave and then he gets pulled back, and he's trying to leave and he gets pulled back, and oh my gosh, what?
Yeah.
So good.
Oh,
it was so good.
And there kind of had to be that little bit of awkward tension.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to say it either. Like, she's just like, she doesn't want to tell him. I shouldn't leave him without telling him. Like,
I know he doesn't know. Right. I know this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So just drop the ball, you know, just kind of do it.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I think that was a little more successful than I expected it to be, and I was happy
was
about
so
that.
So good. Yeah. No, that was awesome.
Because the alternate version of that was you asking about her, but I kind of knew in my head that you weren't going to ask about Sophia.
Yeah.
Just because of the differences and the reason you left. And
well,
stuff
especially
like
her being an Amazon, you probably don't want to bring up old, like, pains or her feeling uncomfortable with you because you know, had a close relationship with someone you probably shouldn't have or whatever, you know?
Exposing that male weakness. Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, that was certainly under there. That was certainly underlying that, you know, I want to ask, but I really can't.
But yeah, it's not my place to ask, you know, kind of situation.
Yeah,
I get it. Also, the let's talk about the situation where Mark mistook the villain for Lady V.
Yes,
that was great. That was wonderful. I did not expect that to happen.
Well, you know, I had no real clue of how to find Lady V. I had no description. I had no, you know.
Yeah.
So, I
you took a shot.
I knew. Yeah. So it was one of those, this is either going to work or it won't. And, you know.
Yeah. That's called character development.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Definitely.
That was, you know, and again, this is something that's very different from this character to my last character. My last character would have been very tentative and very, you know, beat around.
Well, your
the
last
bush.
Character was like that smooth operator when he acts after he's watched for a while. He's right.
Yes.
And he acts right in the right moment. As opposed to this guy who is the young, adventurous dumbass. In the best possible way. Like, he's going to run his head into something.
Yep, let's roll the dice.
Yeah, and getting into things a little bit, you know, kind of about Numa, kind of a philosophy they go by is a public and a private face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which I love. That's a great characteristic, because so they have this confident, cocky, slightly arrogant
facade
all the time,
Yes. Yes.
And nobody sees their private face. Right. Nobody knows what they're like in private unless they choose to, you know, show it.
Very true.
But yeah, it's great. I enjoy where this is going. I'm going to steal something from Logan here because the stars and wishes, I love that.
Yeah, it's a great approach.
We might do that. Did anybody have, you know, any stars or wishes, of course?
We talked about a couple stars.
Yeah, definitely. But you did talk about wishes. Do you have any wishes at this point in time?
It's hard to say because it's, you know, I am wishing that he will. I think for myself, a wish for my character is that he gets into yet another conflict, tries to intimidate someone, and fails it. Like, because right now he's like, yeah, I am still the baddest person here. And he believes that. And it's just a matter of time him to fail, you know? So I'm wishing for there to be a little more conflict for him. When it comes up, right? I don't, and the wish in this is like I'm looking forward to, not like a man. I wish this had changed. It's not that at all. It's like a thing I'm looking forward to for sure.
Yes.
Cool. Mark, do you have any other talking points?
I think it's mostly just I think anything I'm looking forward to is going to be down the road. One of the things about Andreas is most of his special abilities involve supporting others, and until he and Raza actually have more of a working together relationship, you know, some of that's not going to be able to come out. But I think that even just now, I think there's already kind of a spark of that mutual tolerance for a mutual goal, you know. So I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, where that goes and how that develops.
Also looking forward to see if that messes up right here so we can have a moment where we both draw on each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really bad. It could.
Yeah.
It could.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Oh man.
Great game. I think we're off to a great start.
Fun one.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. I was excited about this because you know, I was telling the guys before we started, I've been writing like crazy for this. So I'm excited and nervous to get into this and get this done. You know,
That's something that you know, as a DM, as a GM narrator for any game, that never goes away. Yeah. I don't care how many years you've been running, you have that nervous energy beforehand every time.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Like we've played 7th C, our last campaign, several years. Mm-hmm. We're used to running, you know, running 7th C. But you know, I think it's because you know, it's just been so long. I'm excited to get back in.
Anyway. Oh yeah. And you want to do it right. You want to do it justice, you know?
And it's new.
Absolutely.
This is a new campaign. It's a new start.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a lot of fresh new energy going into this. So,
a new person?
Yeah. So, definitely.
You know, we got Logan with us now. So,
I'm kind of wishing I'm curious to see if we're going to see your character in the background somewhere and not know it until you show up. You know?
Like, yeah.
Possible.
Keep my eyes open.
I'm excited to see if we stay in Five Sails for longer than I expect us to.
I mean, you know what I mean? So it's a cool place. Maybe things will go. You know,
Like, so as a GM, you have like general ideas of what you want, but like, let's be honest, because of your players and how they, you know, and people think of stuff differently. You'll do something completely different than what I have anticipated.
Oh yeah,
and it goes a completely different way.
Yeah,
so,
planning for a GM is trying to think about everything that you could possibly use in a situation, and using 5% of it, maybe.
Right,
but because you planned, you feel more prepared when you have to, you know, just adjust with whatever's happening. But it's never easy. It's never easy at all.
Never.
You're never gonna have it go exactly according to your plan.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not. But that's the fun of the improvisation of role-playing games. Well, gentlemen, I think we've talked enough on this, but I'm excited to finish this up. So we're going to do that next time. So, you know, stay tuned. And
stay tuned. You know, hit that subscribe.
I'm looking
tell your friends.
To,
share it with your grandma. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Share with everybody. I don't care. Do they like tabletop games? I don't care. Dude, just give them to him. Send it to him. Well, gentlemen, that seems like a good a place as any to wrap it up here for this week. I've had a blast. I don't know about you guys. I'm sure we'll talk about that. I look forward to the next one.